So we met, and you know, for people that have been to Chorwell, there's a lot of artifacts there. And he just went away, and I was just talking to a different group of people, and I had no clue what he was doing whatsoever. I had no concept of him.
I didn't either.
of what might happen. And he said, "I'm going to make a movie of the images of this." And we could see him very close up with the vehicle. And to explain, the vehicle has it was bought originally by Barton's, brand new, came to Chorwell in 1955 or 6. How it's got into that condition is just by the act of nature working on it, and therefore the colours come from the original colours it was in, the colours it was subsequently painted in other people's ownership, and then it was left in a field for 20 years or so, not by us, but by its owners in Suffolk, and therefore paint has been taken off in different ways, and a lot of the patination that you can see there is with trees growing up beside it, and they have been moving and scraping the paint off. And when it came back to us, the initial reaction within the industry, which we're not in anymore, was, oh, somebody from the Barton family bought it back, they're going to restore it. And I wrote to the trade paper saying, nobody has said anything about restoring it whatsoever. You know, we're interested in how it is. And it sat there in a similar place. You know, we can move it backwards and forwards, but not under its own power. But it is absolutely exquisite. And as you see, you can blow it up to sizes like that, and you're looking at, what, a centimetre or something?
Oh, yeah.
Blown up to that size. And how many images are in that film?
I don't remember exactly, but I think 100.
Yeah.
I choose only...
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
120 or something like that.
60 picture I choose.
But the idea that someone, in this case Roberto, had the vision to look very closely at what you can see and see all of these things within it, and bearing in mind that was done from, you know, you were probably with us for about an hour.
Mm.
I had no clue what was going to happen, and absolutely no clue that this was going to happen. And as Roberto says, it's been done for the sake of being done, hasn't it? There's, all sorts of things have come from it, which they did do from the people travelling on that vehicle. You know, we're constantly told about people that got together, got married, were unable to work by the travel, etc., of vehicles such as that. To me, it's a fascinating story.
And it is conveying lots of messages.
Yeah.
You know, from those people that did travel on it, through the images and art.
But without instruction, you just
yes.
take from it what you want.
That,
to,
absolutely,
and,
it can
yeah.
be interpreted in, you know, how you want to interpret. But you know, the ones people who haven't seen it before, was it quite emotional for you watching the film? What you know, Peter? What did you?
Well, I've not seen this before, so it was a revelation. And we were away when it was first screened, so
yeah.
I made a special effort to see it today. But it's absolutely wonderful, the creativity of it. Mm. The bus itself clearly has a story to tell, and it's brought out rather like looking at a well-travelled, old and weathered face.
Mm.
It's got a story to tell,
yeah.
which is... quite remarkable. And you know, I felt, well, where's this bus been? What's it done? What's gone on inside it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what a delight that it has actually come home.
Mm.
Yeah.
And is a topic of conversation in its own right. I just wondered whether Roberto had done any other films like this. I mean, the sheer colour and texture of weathered mild steel was another aspect of this that was quite unexpected. I mean, have you done other movies like this?
Yeah, yes, not so long.
Not so long as
not
this.
So long.
Usually it's
but
so many
this
minutes.
This is a special concept because I work exclusively on, I would say, an object, you know, a great object, which has a story. And so I was shocked when the first time I saw the ghost bus in Simon's garage, and so I I immediately realized that I was taking a special picture, because there are main colors, no, red colors, the warm colors, not cold colors,
yeah.
And so this is another for me was a really discover to work,
yeah,
on the same colors, no,
yeah,
but the same color are revealing, how to say, an encyclopedia, no, of,
yeah,
colors, no,
yeah.
Because the colors, yes, as are red, but the red are not the same.
I think it's...
Sorry, my English is not so good.
No. I think it was emitting a message. I'm getting quite emotional, actually. Because of the energy.
Yes.
Between...
I would say I found it really inspiring, actually. Because,
yeah,
I mean, I thought it was a beautiful bus, but it was a beautiful old bus. But actually, the photos you've taken, you clearly looked at it in a very different light, which made me think, well, actually, we should all be looking at things in different ways. You've looked at minute detail and showed things in a very different way that I wouldn't have seen it at all like that by looking at the bus, even though I think it's a classic, wonderful bus.
Yes.
It was really good to be able to see how you can see things differently. So I thought it was really inspirational.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I made other short films, 1-2 minutes, no, and this is the longest short film I did, with a concept too, because for me the bus is a symbol here of the trip, of the travel,
mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm,
of this. To discover the world, to go around the world and discover the world and to meet people and to create something that people could share. No.
And I think if I can just pop in there, when I was watching it, and hence the question about the number of images, what I was thinking was that we're seeing different images constantly coming to the screen. And just with the way my mind works, I was thinking, well, obviously you can do that because it's a big thing,
yeah,
and it's a big and complete thing, and then it's got its connection to people. And then I was thinking, well, because obviously you clicked on this and you found the object, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, what other object might have done that? And I'm struggling. So you could do it with a ship, possibly, couldn't you? Do you see what I mean? That it's... There are only a certain number of items that could have weathered in that way that would have both carried passengers, you know, related journeys, but also have the size to show off everything that you found in it. And as I say, you know, it wouldn't have occurred to me to have done it, but I think that it's you found that item, and whether you were looking for it before, I have no idea, but, you know,
no, but in this is not a word for me. It's simply an hobby.
Yeah.
And so I think everywhere I go, I try to, how do you say, to perceive
yeah,
something in what I see along the world. Also,
yeah,
this morning while I was walking with Marija was running. Marija, wait, please go slowly,
yeah,
no, because
yeah,
I like to see to perceive. And
but it was because I wanted you to see certain things during the, you know, the walk about.
And in the second video, I think we see now. I work on. It's a tribute to Nottingham, because I work on some objects, some streets. I walked along last time, I mean, here. And so, with Ginny's song, now, we have created a video of 3 minutes with Ginny's song and picture from Nottingham's streets and realities. And at the end, I show to the people the objects I work around. No, they are Paul. No, there are
street
scratches
poles,
on wall,
waste paper bins,
and so these are colors of Nottingham, and with the voice of Nottingham.
And they were taken. I think they were taken in March 2015. When you showed.
Was it last
year?
1 year ago.
1 year ago for these.
Yeah. Do you? If you remember, we walked in the center of Nottingham.
Yeah, I took him around. I have my tourism.
For half an hour. I don't remember, but
yeah.
I said to her, please, Marisa, stop the walk. I have to photograph.
I have to photograph.
I have to photograph this. And
waste
so
paper.
I remember, for example, Goose Street around a waste bin. No.
Oh, that was Friar Lane. On Friar Lane, yeah.
Also near Lace Market.
Yeah.
Also along.
All the lace.
Near the square. Near the wheel. No. I took some photos and this is a video I created as a tribute to Nottingham with the beautiful and amazing voice of Jimmy.
Thank you.
Nottingham scarf now. Those, yeah, but with the blues stuff. And the yellows are just absolutely fantastic.
One of the best pictures was definitely Goose Fair, wasn't it?
I think the historian of art, they say my art is informal, but they usually don't know that they are not paintings, no?
Yeah.
They are photographs. Yeah. This is the difference, no?
Yeah.
The informal art around us.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's, I think it's the particular aspect of this kind of research, no? So I have one hundred thousand picture.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
From around the world.
Yeah. So, but mostly you're going traveling around Italy.
100,000. 100,000. Yeah. 100,000. Yes.
So if you do want to see these videos, these short films, we're showing them tonight at Beeston's Rudyard Tea Room from 6 p.m. So do come to Beeston and join us this evening and see these and speak further about these wonderful bits of art. #ghostbus.